Gabe Randall stood with his teammates watching the large screen in horror. It had been 6 months since the world found out that shifters were real. The outrage had died down a bit, but not the fear, and the restrictions and laws were just getting started. Now, his football team stood in the locker room, watching the director of the football league make a national announcement.
"It has been brought to our attention,"
the director said as camera flashes lit in bursts around him,
"that because of the increased strength and speed that bear shifters possess, we can no longer allow them to compete with pure human athletes. The risk to our human players is too great, and the advantage is unfair. This new rule will be effective immediately."
The press went crazy shouting questions at him. He paused to listen, then spoke again.
"This decision comes after months of studying the genetic differences between shifters and humans, and no, we found no way yet to limit the strength or speed of shifters to make them equal to humans, nor have we found a way to increase human ability to make them more like shifters. It comes down to basic physiology. Bears are just faster and stronger. Simple as that."
He listened again, then said,
"All current records and awards will be adjusted to reflect that the athlete is either human or shifter, and separate records will be held for each race. No, we will not strip any current titles."
One reporter screamed out a question loud and clear.
"What are the shifters supposed to do now?"
The director shrugged and said,
"I don't have an answer for that. Perhaps start an all-shifter league. Those are all the questions I will answer today. Thank you."
Coach Tucker turned off the TV and turned to his team. About half of them were shifters, including the coach himself. The entire team had always known, of course, which players were human and which were shifters. They strategized positions and plays accordingly, just like every other team in the league. But once the public got a hold of this knowledge, the outcry had to be addressed. No unfair advantages for shifters, period. Not in sports, not in life. This decision was not exclusive to football. It had already happened in the hockey league and baseball league. They expected more this week. They'd known it was coming, but hearing the words and knowing the reality was here made them all upset.
"Well, team, this isn't a surprise, and there's nothing we can do. I've talked with other coaches. There will now be blood tests before each game, right on the field. The new testing devices will be available before the new season begins. We have no choice but to split the team."
"What about what he said?"
Gabe asked.
"About an all-shifter league?"
"I would guess that will happen eventually, but building a league takes time. I would guess it won't be happening anytime soon. I'm sorry."
Gabe hung his head, and he noticed that his shifter teammates had much the same reaction.
"I'd bet we'll see plenty of amateur leagues pop up,"
Coach said.
"Great,"
Kenny mumbled. None of them wanted to go back to the amateur league after having gone semi-pro. It was a huge slap in the face. They should be moving up to the pros, not going back. Gabe drove home that night, wondering what he would do with his life now. He'd focused so long on football, his life felt somewhat pointless. He got back to the house he shared with two roommates and grabbed the newspaper from the kitchen table. He flipped to the employment section and held a pen above the page, ready to circle. By the end of the hour, he'd read through every ad, some more than once. He'd only circled three. Two for a construction worker that claimed no experience was needed. One for a garbage man, also no experience needed. The next day, Gabe got to work making phone calls and sending online applications. Then there was nothing to do but wait. Several weeks had gone by. Gabe hadn't just sat around doing nothing. He'd gone out looking for places to apply. He'd gone through the paper every day to find new ads. He didn't want to have to go to the unemployment agency and didn't see any reason to. He could certainly get a job on his own.